science has concluded that nothing which is observed is unaffected by the observer. Spirituality told you this centuries ago, and now science is caught up. Your doctors and laboratories have learned that they must conduct double-blind tests during important research to even come close to guaranteeing accuracy. In human experience, all things are considered within the context of what you think you already understand. You cannot help do this. You know no other way to proceed. Put another way, you are looking at the illusion from within the illusion. Every conclusion you come to about the illusion is therefore based on the illusion, and so every conclusion is an illusion. Let this be your new insight and your constant reminder. Every conclusion is an illusion. Now, let us return to the first question. How can you recognize the illusion as an illusion when it seems so real? You have just learned that the reason it seems so real is not because it is real, but because you believe so firmly that it is. Therefore, to change the way you see the illusion, change what you believe about it. In the past, you were told that seeing is believing. But lately, a new idea has been advanced, that believing is seeing. And I tell you, this is true. If when you confront the illusion, you believe it is an illusion, you will see it as an illusion, even though it seems very real. You will then be able to use the illusion as it was intended to be used, as a tool with which to experience ultimate reality. You will remember to create the illusion. You will cause it to be what you wish it to be, rather than simply watching it present itself as you think it has to be, out of your agreement that that's just the way it is. So, just how can you do this? You are already doing it. You simply do not know it, and are thus making unconscious rather than conscious choices. That is, when you are making true choices at all. Most of the time, you're simply accepting the choices of others. Your choice has been to choose what others have chosen, and so you relive the cultural story of your forebears, as they did of theirs, even on to the seventh generation. The day that you stop choosing what has been chosen for you will be the moment of your liberation. You will not then escape the illusion, but be liberated from it. You will step outside of the illusion, but will continue to live with it, free of its ability to control you or your reality. You will never choose to end the illusion once you understand its purpose, until your own purpose is fulfilled. Your purpose is not only to know and experience who you really are, but to create who you next will be. It is your function to recreate yourself anew in every single moment of now, in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. This is the process you have called evolution. Yet you need not be affected by this process in any negative way. You can be in this world, but not of it. When you are, you will begin to experience the world as you choose to experience it. You will then understand and experience itself to be an action rather than a reaction, something that you are making, not something that you are having. When you understand this secret, everything in your life will change. When enough of you understand this, everything on your planet will change. Those who have understood this secret have been called masters. Those who have taught this secret have been called avatars. Those who have lived this secret have been called blessed. Therefore, blessed be.